Thursday.
Yo, what up?
So, coming up this morning, got a fun new way to get all of the Olympic stuff you could possibly want.
I like this idea. I think it's pretty cool. I love the personalization of it and the use of a big name in sports.
A huge name.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I like it. Plus, a new survey reveals a huge majority of people don't even use their PTO time, which blows.
I know
a couple people like that, and I'm like, bro, you need to use your time.
Well, so
you won't believe the amount of money that we as American workers are just leaving on the table for corporations.
I get some people's rationalization for it, but I don't agree with it.
No, I don't agree with it. I think this is a topic you and I 100% see eye to eye on. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
If you have it, use
this
it.
This is a benefit given to you.
I don't think most people consider it a benefit, but we'll dig into that
a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Plus, Alexa's getting some riz.
I was going to say Alexa, it's always had some riz, but
not really, actually.
Yeah.
Well, no, come on now.
Think about it. More frustrating than Rizzy.
Well, exactly. Song in 60 is also on the way a little bit. I got a song for you to guess along too. Is a good morning time to play Song in 60. And I've got some song in my mind here this morning. Let's get you to guess along with Tony. See who can win in getting a song named this morning. Tony, you feeling ready?
Ready as a moment ever going to be.
All right. Here we go. Song in 60 this morning starts right now. If you don't hate someone, you might...
The opposite of hate.
Love?
Yeah, okay, so put a pin in that. okay, stuck it.
So if you are...
love somebody.
Yeah, okay, sure, no.
The killers.
No. A substance. Some people become addicted to these things.
Drugs?
Yeah, okay.
Love so, drugs.
Keep going.
Love drugs.
That's a
drugs,
weird admission.
Love.
This is a song, remember?
Love, drug.
So it's...
Your love is my drug, Kesha.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah. Is this because she's single anymore?
No,
you didn't see that yesterday?
I didn't see that, no.
She was spotted out like with a big sign on the road that said, I'm single or something.
Oh.
Anyway, I figured you had a tie in there, but.
Zero tie in, but that's good to know.
I love drugs. Great. That quote's going to come back to haunt me someday.
Got that on audio this morning. Thanks, Tony. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Thursday. So, Alexa's getting some riz, apparently.
All right.
You live in an environment where you've got a lot of young folk slang flying around at home.
Mm, yes. No, this is true.
Yes. This is something I, don't experience on a daily basis.
And they often use some of these weird words to Alexa as well.
Which is good because Alexa's been taught some new tricks, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So I was reading that some Gen Z and young folk vocabulary has been added to some of Alexa's knowledge base.
Alexa seems like old technology to me now. It's just,
Isn't that weird? Because it's been around for a while.
It's been around for a while, and I honestly think there's better, she's not AI. Alexa and Siri aren't AI at this point.
Yeah, not the way we think of it now.
Yeah, it's different than that. So they really kind of have dumb conversations, honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. So anyway, one of the uses that this new skill, if you will, that Alexa has learned can be used is...
Oh, so this is a skill? You have to add it?
Well, it's not formal. It's just a part of the knowledge that Alexa has.
But or something.
It's been taught something anyway. Mm-hmm. So it will allow folks to... allow your kids to interact with Alexa and it'll know what it means, but also it'll give people that don't know what those terms mean the opportunity to ask.
Ask what it is. What does Riz mean?
Low-key Riz?
What is low-key Riz?
So yeah, some of the terms that they actually highlight in the story that... Alexa now understands and can explain our words like slay, riz, sus, mid, fam.
Can't you talk to Alexa on the... Oh, yeah, you can.
On your phone, yeah.
Get started. Alexa, you got some serious riz.
She talk?
I know about six Ralph E. Tresvant dramas and they are Girls Trip, Brown Sugar, House Party 2, Crush Groove, Motives 2, and Triple Cross.
Okay. I don't know. She's not very smart. Okay.
Good talk.
Alexa, you're pretty sus.
Sorry. I don't know that one.
What?
All right.
Good chat. It's a good chat.
Good chat, Alexa.
Ask it what tea is. See if it knows what tea is.
Alexa, what's tea?
Is the 20th letter of the Latin alphabet, used in the modern English alphabet, the alphabets of other Western European languages and others worldwide.
Okay.
Good stuff, Alexa. But so this brings up
Alexa, skibbity toilet.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that either.
Okay.
So this brings up a fantastic point. I was actually reading another story about how Amazon's like, we don't know what to do with Alexa because we launched it as this thing that would make us as a company a bunch of money. Now it's just kind of a thing.
Now it's they really hoped it would, you know, like people would be like, hey, Alexa, I need milk and eggs. It's that example, but I need a new deodorant. And, oh yeah, sure. Send it. But nobody's really shopping.
No,
on
it's
Alexa.
Basically tell me the weather, play a song, tell me a joke. Like it's parlor tricks. Yeah. So
it really is. And they fired like a whole bunch of the Alexa team. Like it's kind of just, it's nothing.
We just saw why.
Kind of not smart.
Yeah. All right. Nick's nonsense is on the way here a little bit. Good morning and happy Thursday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Nick's nonsense on a Thursday morning. And we head to Illinois where an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile got into a pickle. Thank you. I didn't write that one.
Hold on. Let me catch up to your story here.
All right. So this happened in the Chicago area. So the hot dog shaped vehicle, the Wienermobile, there's a few of them. I forget how many there are, but there's more than one.
There's a fleet of Wienermobiles.
Yeah. So it hit a car on Monday morning on the interstate. Driver lost control, overcorrected, and it rolled onto its side.
The Wienermobile rolled onto its side.
Yes.
The Wienermobile hit somebody else.
Correct.
Like a rear end? Like a...
So it apparently so. That's all it says is that it hit a vehicle, lost control, rolled
Boy,
over.
Terrible to get rear-ended by the Wienermobile.
Of course.
What a great story, though.
So the good news is no injuries were reported after the crash.
Can you imagine calling the insurance company? They'd be like, "Report your accident. Yes, I was rear-ended by the Wienermobile this morning."
Can you spell that?
OSCAR. How's that?
I'm not acknowledging that.
You mustard have heard this story before.
So they had to shut down the freeway for a little while, about an hour. A spokesperson for Oscar Mayer said that they do have several Wienermobiles, by the way. Yeah. They acknowledge that. They said to the Chicago Sun-Times that they're grateful everyone involved is safe and that there were no injuries.
Yes, you're still going to get sued.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Video. If I got rear-ended by the Wienermobile, I would be
going after them.
Yeah, sure. They got big wiener money.
Video from the crash scene shows the yellow and orange Wienermobile was hauled away in a flatbed truck after the incident.
Oh.
So there was some damage.
Do some body work.
Yeah, there was some damage to the Wienermobile, and so they got to get some work. Got to get some work done. And there's Nick's nonsense for this morning. Anything
else? The fleet's down one.
It is. So they got to get that. They got to have one or two, spares just sitting around.
I really relish that story.
Any more before we move on? Pressure's on.
No, I think that's it. I think we've tucked that story in a bun and we're ready to roll.
We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here in Mix It Away. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
A little morning fog to burn off. We'll see mostly sunny and around 80 today. A little warmer tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little breezier and mid-80s tomorrow. And then upper 80s for Saturday and Sunday. Partly sunny, breezy Saturday, near 90. And then Sunday we do see some thunderstorm chances of temperatures in the upper 80s. And those thunderstorm chances do carry into Monday, where temperatures stay in the mid to upper 80s. So warm, chance of storms toward the end of the weekend.
One popular broadcaster announcing he is leaving the Twin Ports, not moving out of the... Well, he's leaving TV, not leaving the area.
Okay.
On Wednesday morning, meteorologist Ken Slama from Fox 21 announced that after 4 years of providing forecasts for the North End, he is leaving. In a heartfelt message on Facebook, he announced his departure after much thought, research, evaluation, reflection, prayer, and discussion. There's a lot going on there.
Wow.
With my life. The time has come for me to move on from Fox 21 to my next endeavor in life. And I think he's going to go be a science teacher from what I saw.
Wow,
so
okay.
That's cool. So anyways, you want to read more about the exit of meteorologist Ken Slama from Fox 21, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com.
Coming up next hour, we're going to help you plan out your weekend if you're looking for things to do. Of course, it's going to be a warm weekend. We're going to talk to the team from Dude Duluth, give you some inspiration in your weekend bucket list.
Just going to live in the lake all weekend.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Music on the way from Doja Cat. It's Dua Lipa right now here in Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Thursday.
Mix 108, good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick. So Nick and I, we agree on a lot. We don't agree on a lot, but I think there's one thing Nick and I totally agree on is using PTO. If you got it, use it, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we are both lovers of PTO and
right.
We're not leaving much on the table at the end of the year, that's for sure.
Just the, like, 0.24 hours that, like, I can't...
Oh, yeah,
how do I little, take that off?
Yeah, the little quarter penny at, like, the gas station or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That type of deal. Like, what am I going to do with that? Well, apparently, Americans left more than $312 billion in unused vacation days on the table last year. Didn't even use them.
Wow.
$1 billion.
There's a lot of reasons that I've heard people say, though, for not doing that.
But. Women take 10% less PTO than men. Gen Z and young millennials, 21 to 34 age group, take about 1 week less vacation time than senior employees, 55 plus. That's because we've learned. I'm not 55 plus yet. I don't want to put myself in that group just quite yet. I got a few more years ago. But, you know.
Yeah, but I wonder if a part of that is because... There's a feeling as a young employee who's newer to a job that you're
be a good employee
you
or
don't
like,
want to be like I'm out of here you don't for a while. Be,
yeah, I get you.
Yeah,
when you're low on the totem pole, you got to start climbing up it.
Yeah, one you don't want to make it look like I'm disposable because I'm not there.
Be there. Yeah, a third of remote American employees say it's difficult to take time off.
Sure,
but they're already at home. So I don't know. Modern young and remote workers aren't taking vacation days. A third of American employees say it's difficult to take time off when they're working from home. Gen Z employees are 15% more likely to say it's difficult to take off time. Therefore, employees between the ages of 21 and 34 take about 1 week less vacation than employees over 55. Minnesotans seem to utilize the most PTO.
Uh-oh.
Allotting an average of 18 vacation days. And Minnesota is also the number one state for employee PTO utilization with 14 days used.
You know why that is?
And it's all between the months of June and August.
Well, I was gonna say, no. So it's either it's nice out, we need to get out, or it is January 18th. I hate myself right now because it's 40 below. I need to get out of here for a few days.
There is that, too. Yeah. Unused PTO is worth actual money and can be used as actual and additional source of compensation, says the people that did the survey. PTO can also be used as a cash benefit to reduce financial stress. I know some companies will pay you for your PTO. I mean,
if you don't use
a lot
it
of companies. Yeah. I mean, it is in a lot depending on the definition in the state, and I don't know how it's defined in Minnesota, but right. Like it is earned wages. PTO is earned wages.
Correct.
So. One way or another, you should be getting compensated for those, whether you use them or not.
Yeah.
I suppose some companies probably take advantage of that and probably don't even do anything. Right? You know, like a roll it over.
Right. Well, and that's because some companies really discourage rolling over time from 1 year to the next because if you're not using it in the first place, you just keep accruing it.
And then someday the company's going to get slammed for like 3 weeks or something.
Right. So like you said, it's a touchy subject because in a perfect world where the employee feels comfortable taking the time off and the employer doesn't in any capacity, even if it's not like the company level, even if it's like your direct supervisor, doesn't in any way make you feel guilty or shame you. And like and even on a very basic level, like, oh, man, we really missed having you around for a couple of days or now we're a little behind or whatever. Those little comments can put people in a spot where they feel like, well, I can't go now.
Yeah, that's lame. Like, like, let people take PTO.
Right.
In preparation for this bit, I was watching a bunch of TikToks about PTO.
Sure.
And a trend seems to be, like, PTO getting denied. So sure. A lot of companies, you have to submit your PTO request.
Right.
And they either accept it or deny it.
Sure.
I wonder how many in percentage cases when they deny, people just don't show up anyway. It's like, you know what, I'm off.
It depends on the situation. Well, right? It's like, kind of tricky because it depends on the type of job. Like, for example, when I was in college and I was working a retail job, obviously you'd request, hey, I would like these days off because I'm going to go do X, Y, and Z, and then they need to make sure there's somebody to work.
Right.
Whereas in the world that we live in here, there's not like a direct one-for-one replacement. So we'll cover for you. We'll cover, you know, we just kind of all cover for each other.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
A little different. Or like a factory setting, you probably need a certain number of people to man floor or, you know, that type of thing. So,
but it's complicated. It is complicated, and there's a lot of, you know, even if it's not intended to be that way, there's a lot of things that can make somebody feel like they can't take that time off. Mm-hmm. Even though, like you said, it's an earned element of your job. If you have it, because some jobs, obviously, if you work in, there's certain jobs and environments where you don't get it at all. Is it the whole state of Minnesota? Duluth, a number of years ago, put in that earned sick and safe time thing where you sick can take a couple days off or need a little time.
You bring up retail, and part of this survey and information, PTO uses by industry.
Sure.
And retail is the lowest on the list.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yep, with 10.3 days. The top of the list is software companies and industry with an average of 19 days.
I would say retail, like the service industry,
on the list, government.
Wait staff,
Yeah, so the bottom of the list is retail, warehousing, construction.
Sure.
You know, education.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, it's sad because those, you know, the people that work in those industries deserve it as much, if sometimes not more, than those that work, like you said, in IT.
Mm-hmm. So. And the less you make, the less you take.
Uh-huh.
That's a thing, too. Like, over the 155,000 per year crowd, they're taking most of their PTO that they're allotted.
And not only that, but they can also afford to go and do something extravagant on their vacation, too. Whereas those that work in those lower levels aren't feeling comfortable or can't take the time off or don't. And then they don't. I mean, not to say that they're necessarily, you know, all of them are living paycheck to paycheck, but they're in a spot where they don't have the ability to go, I'm going to go to Tahiti for a week. So
the worst states that use their PTO, North Carolina. Their PTO utilization with over half of the allocated PTO left unused in the state.
Wow. Man.
Followed by California and Illinois. But yeah, North Carolina is like 52% of their allocated PTO is left unused each year. The second closest is California with 35%. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you got it, you use it. If it's something that is a part of your job, and if you feel like you shouldn't or can't take it, then it's worth examining that reason.
That job?
Yeah, or that job. Exactly. Because you shouldn't be in that situation, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, PTO, 54% of companies allow the traditional PTO carryover.
Okay.
Whereas 30% have the use it or lose it policy.
Oh.
And 15% of companies now allow unlimited PTO.
I remember talking about that or reading about that, and it's kind of tricky in certain job situations. Like in certain jobs, that'd be really tough to do.
Right.
But I know it's something that's gained a little bit of steam over the years.
It's a 400% increase since 2019.
Wow.
Probably because it's a good hiring tactic.
Yeah.
You know, retain employees, hire employees.
I think the statistics I remember seeing on that are the people that are given unlimited PTO use less. Because there's not I need to use, like, for example, let's say I've got 2 weeks I can use over the course of a year. I feel like I need to use those 2 weeks personally.
Right.
Whereas if I don't know, you know, a number, I might go, okay, I took my vacation for the year, my week and a half, I'm done.
Right. And a whopping 18.2% of Americans have absolutely no access to PTO at all, which is sucky.
It's rough.
Yeah, like that's everybody rough. Should get some time paid off, you know, paid for time sure. off. If you're working a full-time job, working your butt off.
Yes.
you should get some paid time off somewhere. 100%. Somewhere.
100%.
Anyways, kind of interesting stuff.
It is very much so.
I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
Okay. Enjoy. Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Thursday. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart, both of you here. And the Olympic Games set to get underway. The opening ceremony is tomorrow.
There's already controversy. Did you see this?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, because there was there's already a couple competitions underway, but one of the soccer teams apparently flew a drone over the team they were gonna play, like their practice ahead of time to get some information about the game.
A little Bill Belichick intel.
Now they're in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Well, so there we go. Espionage to kick off the games was
good start. Let's get the world together. Let's all play nice together. Let's have fun.
It hasn't even started yet. There's already controversy.
Oh, my goodness. Yikes. So I mentioned this briefly. I think maybe June you're on vacation today, and I thought this was kind of neat. But being that you're a big Olympics fan, and I know that you're interested in following a variety of different sports.
I am, yes.
There is...
speed climbing is my new favorite.
Yeah, you were watching a video yesterday.
That's my new favorite.
So is that actually an Olympic sport?
It is, yeah, new this year. It's
wild. So there's going to be the opportunity to get personalized AI-powered recaps, because we do live in an era of AI now. And it's going to be voiced by the one, the only, Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles?
That's pretty cool.
Isn't it?
I gotta be honest with you.
They announced this, NBC Universal did back in earlier this year. There's no date on their press release. But the idea is that you go into their Peacock app and you set up your preferences.
Yeah.
And it'll actually give you a customized set of highlights based on your interests, but also be voiced and talk to you in the voice of Al Michaels.
That's kind of cool.
Isn't that neat? So, you know, Al will be like, hey, Tony, I know you really like speed climbing. Here's some highlights.
And I know you're kind of like, yeah, right. I'm sure this works terribly. It actually works pretty good.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory.
So apparently you can probably pick the sports you like.
Yeah. So you select your sports. So in the press release that NBC put out, they say that starting July 27th, you'll be able to opt into a variety of highlights based on your interests in the Peacock app, or actually they say on the Olympic Hub, which will be on the Peacock app.
That's cool.
As the Olympics get underway. So you can get customized highlights on demand and a way for them to, you know, further incorporate their app into their coverage.
Well, I love Al Michaels. I wish they would have expanded the voice options a little bit more. Maybe,
would you want?
Well, since Snoop Dogg is kind of a partner with NBC, maybe Snoop gives us an update every day. That would be all right. I think that would be kind of fun.
So being it is AI, they'd have the option. I mean, they have to get people to agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, so they actually, Al Michaels was asked about, because obviously he agreed to it, but what were your thoughts on the whole thing? So he said, when I was first approached about it, I was skeptical but curious. He said, then I saw a demonstration detailing how it would work, and he said, I'm in. So they sold him on it. And the little clip you played, it sounds good.
It sounds fantastic, and I mean... why not? I'm sure they paid him well, so.
Well, that's the thing, is you got to imagine, yeah.
A nice paycheck out of the deal.
So,
and it'll live forever. I mean, they'll keep Al Michaels' voice forever in AI, so.
Well, I wonder, that they have it, I wonder how much they paid him for his voice forever. You know what I mean? Because they can't do this because he's calling football games for, Prime now?
Yeah.
But they could theoretically, once AI gets a little bit better, they could have him calling football games.
Everything, yeah. Sure, why not? Why not?
Huh. Tony, you're waiting for your big AI payday?
No, it's not going to happen. What's going to happen is they're just going to steal my voice. They're going to steal your voice and my voice.
Wow.
One morning, y'all are going to wake up and there's going to be AI Tony and Nick here.
Just talking to each other.
Yeah. And you won't even know. We could be AIs right now. You wouldn't even know.
How would you know?
You wouldn't know.
This is a great point.
You wouldn't know. Let's hope the corporate people aren't listening, because they'll be like,
I have a brilliant idea.
How fast can we AI these two bozos? Heck, we could save ourselves $50,000 a year in salary for the two of them.
I was going to say, what math are you doing?
Well, for the two of them. Okay. Yeah, like, you know.
Nobody heard that. Nobody heard that. Coming up next hour, we are going to be checking in with the folks from Duke Duluth, giving you some inspiration for things to do this weekend with your weekend bucket list. Stick around. Good morning and happy Thursday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Thursday. There is an opportunity right now for you to win a trip to go to the Austin City Limits Music Festival.
This looks like a great festival.
Doesn't it, though? So it includes a number of different acts. Some of the headliners that are listed in the contest on our website include the likes of Dua Lipa, Benson Boone, Teddy Swims. Some names you might recognize, perhaps. The music festival, I'm looking at the event's website, is in October.
Uh-huh.
And if you want an opportunity to go to the festival.
It's like two weekends, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's split up. I'm looking at the lineup for the whole festival, by the way, the whole thing.
Oh, there's some great bands here. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There's Stapleton, Blink 182.
Of course, mentioned Dua Lipa.
Boston the People, yep. Teddy Swims, Benson Boone, Dua Lipa.
Man. It's
Tyler, the Creator.
It's a heck of a list, to say the least.
Good lineup, yeah.
So if you want a chance to go to this festival, not just to go to the festival, but also round trip airfare for you and a guest, couple nights hotel stay, spending money, whole getaway to go to this festival, just go to the Mix mobile app or mixandweight.com and enter to win. Very easy to do.
I love looking at some of the, I always like having these things go towards like the middle or bottom just to see band names or artist names.
Sure.
Catfish and the Bottlemen. Barry Can't Swim.
Yeah, no, you got me looking
at these. Well,
too.
There's a couple I can't even mention that are kind of funny. But anyways.
I've never heard of a couple of those, so.
Well, I haven't heard of 80% of these bands, to be honest with
looking
you.
At, yeah, there's a lot of them looking deeper at the list.
And that's a lot of these festivals, right? They'll give you a handful of headliners, and then the rest of it's like, huh?
But the list of the headliners is pretty deep.
Randomly Grand Funk Railroad in the middle of all that?
Sure.
So funny.
Who doesn't want to see Grand Funk with your Dua Lipa?
Yeah, they're so old.
People love, you know, vintage music, man.
Vintage. Okay.
Go enter to win that contest, that getaway. Go see the festival right now on our website or mobile app. We'll see what's trending at the top here in a couple minutes. And then, of course, your weekend bucket list. Give you some inspiration of what to do this weekend. Coming up here a little while on Mix It Away. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the Mix It Away Morning Brew.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Oh, good morning and happy Thursday, 8:03 and 61 right now downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. Going to see a high close to 80 today, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, going to be a little warmer, mid-80s, breezy, mostly sunny. This weekend, upper 80s to near 90, maybe even some low 90s, depending on where in the Northland you are. But 88 is what the forecast is in the Twin Ports area for Saturday. Sunday, 87. Now, Sunday and Monday, there is a chance of some rain showers and thunderstorms later Sunday into Monday. So if you have plans, just be aware of that, I guess.
Yeah, be aware of that. Yeah,
just, you know, be prepared. You get a dodge inside or whatever the case may be. But then it does stay warm next week. The Weather Service has their extended outlook. It'll be warmer all the way into next week. So.
Right. What if Tim Walz becomes vice presidential candidate? He has made the official short list of VP candidates, according to several news outlets.
That's a good question.
And actually, it would be quite an historic thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, it would be for several reasons. But so if he does get selected as a running mate, okay, he could still become governor. He could still be governor and keep his job.
Okay.
He may have to spread some duties out because he's going to be campaigning a lot.
Sure.
But if, let's say, he becomes the candidate, Harris wins, and he becomes vice president.
Then what? Yeah.
He would obviously have to resign at that point as governor.
Sure.
And then Minnesota would have its first female governor ever. Peggy Flanagan.
Sure.
Right? Okay. So not only would Peggy Flanagan be Minnesota's first female governor. She would also be one of the youngest governors in the entire country.
Wow.
She's only 44. The second youngest to her would be Sarah Huckabee Sanders from Arkansas, I believe. And she's 41.
Okay.
So wow. She kind of fall in that kind of a small group of governors under the age of 50, if that were to happen. So
I would have guessed there's a few others that were in that same range, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's not many governors under the age of 50.
Sure.
There's only like eight or so, I think.
Well, because I would have guessed, well, maybe I'm second guessing myself. I would have guessed like Whitmer would be in her 40s. What's her face from South Dakota would be in her 40s, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think they're both in their 50s.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Shows what I know.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Well, I could pull up the list if you'd like, but we will
get into it on the air. We're not going to bore everyone with how old everyone is.
Let's go through all 50 governors.
Oh, boy.
And discuss their age.
Please, let's do. We're going to talk to Dude Duluth, find out what to do this weekend if you're looking for some inspiration of activities and events around the region. Music on the way for you as well from Justin Bieber. It's Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. It's Nick Cooper, it's Tony Hart, and you'll need to use the other microphone. I apologize about that. There we go.
Hi, Jess, you're breaking
sorry about that.
You're knocking right, everything down. Right.
So we do have Jess in from Dude Duluth. Good morning.
Good morning.
You excited for the Olympics?
I am. I'm very excited.
What's your favorite sport?
Oh, I don't know.
What's your favorite summer Olympic sport that you'll be watching?
Favorite summer Olympic sport?
Mm-hmm.
Tennis?
Okay,
that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
That checks out.
That checks. Okay. Tennis.
Until you said that, I was trying to figure it out. What's she gonna say? Is gonna, you know, is it swimming or? I don't know, but that makes perfect sense.
Here, I was just talking about this. I want to show you this new competition they have this year. It might be my new favorite. I have to line up at the beginning of the race. They're so quick, I can't hear. You ready?
Yep.
It's called speed climbing. They have speed climbing now.
That's incredible.
So they climb up a wall and yeah, I mean,
it's like rock climbing.
Yeah, it's one of those like climbing walls. Yeah.
Hold on.
They go so fast. I have to find at the beginning of the race because they just like they fly through here.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, it's seconds.
Right. Yeah, it's just seconds. They also have breakdancing as a new sport this year, which kind of seems strange to me. Like breakdancing is,
it's one of those things I'm willing like to check dancing, out, but yeah. You know.
That's crazy. He climbed that huge wall in under 7 seconds.
Seconds, right? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And there's not a lot of options on where you can grab on.
It's like one of the, what's that climbing wall?
Vertical endeavor.
It's got the pegs and you just gotta go. It's wild.
I'm going to have to check out all the new and upcoming sports for sure.
So is there any Olympic themed activities going on, like events, you know, for like watch parties or anything? I'm three on the spot.
Yeah,
definitely.
Surprise.
Definitely. I have not
seen.
You can
check our website anytime.
I have not seen any yet, actually. Okay. But that's one of the things that would be great if anyone is hosting. They can put it on our calendar and we'd be sure to promote it for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some of the things that we do have going around in town, it's just really the season for like families and getting out and meeting people in the community. Have you guys been to FinFest?
I'm familiar with
FinFest, yes.
Yes, that is this weekend. So it celebrates Finnish American culture. And you get to learn a bunch of traditional things and do things the way the Nordics do them.
So, and what's neat about this has been a moving event. It was here last year, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's going to be back again for the next handful of years, I believe, which is kind of neat. They've decided to kind of make this a home for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really great. I've been to Finland, and it's really neat. I think it's a great experience, and it just, you learn a lot of different things about their arts and films and their way of life.
Well, that's something that, I mean, every time there's a study about which countries are the happiest or, you know, have the best quality of life, like the Nordic countries always end up at the top of those lists.
And they must be doing something right.
Something, you know, whether it's the saunas, whether it's the, who knows what it is, but.
Lutefisk.
Yes, it's the Lutefisk.
Yes. I don't know if I could handle that
one.
Otherwise, you can check out Spirit Mountain for their Family Fun Day on the 27th. Their event will have food, games, live music, and you can try out the chairlift, which if you are you know, a little hesitant like I am getting on and off in the winter, might be a good time to practice, build your confidence.
That's actually a great idea.
Especially if your kids are going to get into it. Yeah.
That's a fantastic idea.
Because that thing doesn't stop.
No.
You're committing to get on that chairlift.
Well, yeah.
You don't. If it stops, something happened.
You don't want that. You don't want it to stop.
No. Yeah.
That's true. I don't want to be stuck on it.
Yeah. Well, that's, yes.
Except, you know, if there's, I don't know if my slide and dive get out of the way exit will work in the summer.
Probably not.
A modified version of that, maybe.
Absolutely. Might have to just roll.
There you go.
The Zoolapalooza is happening on the 30th, which is a night for the community to come together and enjoy the Lake Superior Zoo. You can ride their train, learn all about their residents and that called Zoo Home. And they'll have different food trucks, and it's just a good event to get out and support our zoo.
Nice. A lot of good tourist in your hometown kind of stuff this time around.
Absolutely. I think now's the time. July, a lot of people, I think, are when they're doing their week-long vacations, getting away. So this is a time where if you're around this weekend to really kind of play tourist in your own backyard.
And it's going to be very summer-like this weekend, so an opportunity to get out and enjoy.
It's going to be beautiful.
Sit in the lake. Yeah, or the, you know, the beach too. Once you're done at the zoo or wherever you happen to go, go and enjoy some time in the lake.
More time in the lake.
Tony's going to be
always
time in the lake.
Yes.
In the lake.
Tony's going to park a lawn chair in
Lake
Superior.
Dude, I got one of those like big floating mats.
Oh.
Like it's 10 feet by like 8 feet and you can put like 4 adults on it.
Wow. Yeah.
Just like float.
Nice.
I may just end up in the middle of Lake Superior by Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say you're going to anchor that thing off, right?
Well, I got to figure out a way to anchor it down, okay. I think, yeah.
Because on a normal lake, it'd be, you know, if you end up on the other side of the lake, not a big deal. Here,
not a big deal, yeah.
You don't end up in Michigan.
We were at the beach a couple weeks ago, yeah, like the floaty we had with us, like... We weren't paying attention, and then all of a sudden, like, people were yelling at us, your donut, because it's like a donut, and they're like yelling, your donut, and I'm like, what?
Huh?
And it was donut. Like, you know, 50 feet out in the water floating away from us.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's super
funny. Did you rescue it, or did you let it go?
I rescued it.
All right.
I rescued it.
Tony's never going to let a donut get away from him.
No, clearly, whether it's fake or real, I'll catch that donut.
If you're looking for more stuff to do beside the things you mentioned, of course, you got a great resource where you can find a lot more information.
Yes, please check us out at doduluth.com, where we are always promoting our small local businesses. And we also are on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Check it out. Look for stuff to do all year round. Hey, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thumbs up. Have a good weekend.
Double thumbs to you, sir.
What are we, Morning Brew? Good morning and happy Thursday. So, Tony, there are some Olympic events that are not happening in Paris.
Really?
Yeah. So I was just reading a story about how there are some events that are happening in other places in France. And the surfing events, for example, are actually happening nowhere near.
Really?
Yeah. They're actually being held in Tahiti. The surfing events are.
That's funny.
Isn't that kind of weird? So the reasoning is because so Tahiti's part of French Polynesia, so it's a French territory. Mm. And so beside having the opportunity to enjoy good surf, because, you know, it's out in different part of the ocean than the France shoreline of the ocean is.
Sure.
Apparently France is trying to show off other parts of French territory. So, 48 surfers... They say about 9,800 miles away from Paris.
Yeah, I was just looking where. Oh my gosh!
it's
holy jeez!
Around the planet. Apparently, this is the furthest away
by Australia.
Yeah, it's far away. This is one of the furthest away events that has happened during the Olympics. It's not the first time though. Back in the 1950s, Australia hosted some Olympic Games, but they held horse racing in Stockholm, Sweden, which is kind of interesting.
I mean, it's not even close to us. I mean, it's literally in the middle of the South Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, it's...
Wow. It's nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
There are actually a few other events that are happening in other places in France. Sailing, for example, is happening. I forget the town it was, but there's a few other events that are happening in other parts away from Paris. But, the That particular event is just way, way far away. We're just welcoming
crazy.
Ben in from Mainstream. How you doing, Ben?
What's going on, amigos?
So we were just talking about how the surfing event for the Olympics, which is going this weekend, is...
Excited for the Olympics?
Yeah. I mean, everyone's an expert in sports every 2 years. So, I mean, you know, I fall in that category as well. Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh. So the surfing is going to be in Tahiti.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's a nice deal.
Yeah.
But beautiful. I mean, I've never been there before, but it looks beautiful, and the surfers are lucky. But, yeah, it's almost 10,000 miles away from Paris where the rest of the Olympic Games are.
Well, they don't have surfable waves in Paris. Is that what you're telling me? We can't,
I think
create
they
want to
spread the, you know,
they're
like,
trying to kind of show off different French territory as a part of this.
Oh, sure.
It's Tahiti, you know, French Polynesia.
Makes sense.
So, I mean, I'm sure the surfers aren't complaining either.
No, probably not. I assume they're accommodating.
Surfers, I've never met a surfer, but, you know, like if I did, I'm sure they're all pretty chill.
They wouldn't complain, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're all pretty chill people, I imagine.
So, do you have an Olympic sport you get into? Do you just kind of follow it?
Favorite summer Olympic sport.
You know, I really don't even have one. This time it's going to be whatever the kid likes, you know?
Okay.
We'll watch
basketball.
Basketball's fine, but you know, it I'm old enough to remember the Dream Team, and like it's just never going to be the same after that. So, I don't know. Like I hope they win. I hope it's all great and dandy, but like there's nothing that I feel like I absolutely have to watch.
Breakdancing is new this year.
They're doing breakdancing this year?
Yeah, breakdancing, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I might watch a little of the golf because I was still dumbfounded that it took so long for golf to become an Olympic thing. So.
Yeah, wasn't that just like a couple Olympics ago?
I think it was just like one or two Olympics ago that they put golf, so I might watch a little of that.
Okay.
But is there
a nice course in Paris? I'm sure there is.
I don't know of any by name, but there's got to be.
Yeah, there's got to be. Yeah. It's Paris. There's got to be.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, looking, I'm usually the type that'll just be like, okay, what's on? I'll just check out what's going on there. There's not any particular sport that I'm interested in that I really, really follow. We were talking earlier this morning, if you are someone that does have a series of sports or Olympians you want to follow. So NBC, with their Peacock app, they were rolling out an AI L. Michaels that'll customize highlights
for you.
Yeah,
be hi, Ben, this is Al Michaels. We see you like breakdancing. Here's today's breakdown.
Just because we can doesn't mean we should.
Oh, but they are anyway.
But they are anyways.
Just wait. I'm going to get AIU here soon, and you won't even have to come over here. We'll just talk to you.
You know what? I would actually, I might pay to listen to that. I like that.
Just to see what it would say?
Yeah, exactly. That might be kind of entertaining.
Might not want to put that in our
this
hands.
This is true, yeah. This is probably true.
Yeah, okay. So we're getting we're in the back half of summer already here. Wow, where's the summer gone? So how are things going at the shop?
What's happening? We're having loads of fun. I mean, every week is a busy week with all the weddings and all that jazz that we got going on. And we're getting ready to, you know, start transitioning to that next season that's upcoming that I won't say out loud. But we're starting to see merchandise roll in for that next season that's coming up. So it's kind of an exciting time. Not only are we kind of in the thick of the wedding season, but we also have got new stuff coming in too. So it's just a really fun but chaotic time, one might say. So really, really good times all around at the shop. And we're staying busy Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Is the hours to come see us, and we are just always busy down there, which is a great thing. Much better than the alternative.
Exactly. Be part of the fun. Go see Ben and the
absolutely. Team. Absolutely. Yeah, come on down and see what downtown's got to offer.
Absolutely. Well,
they're playing at Le Golf National at the Albatross course.
Interesting.
Le Golf. I
don't know if I've ever...
Le Golf National in Paris.
Sounds fancy.
You're going to hear lots of Le.
Le Golf.
Madames and messieurs.
Are they only playing at one course then? Is that what it's saying?
Kind of. Well, I think it sounds like a complex, but they're playing at the Albatross course, so cool. I think it makes sense that they just play at one course, though, right?
Sure, like, I suppose.
Keep it fair or whatever.
Yeah, I suppose. Yep. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see anyways. I don't think I caught any of it last time. So.
Sure.
Yeah, it'll always be fun, but I agree with you. Just I'll watch whatever's
just
on.
Check if out it's, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. If, yeah. It's, if it catches my attention, great.
Yeah,
good exactly. enough for me.
Yeah. Oh, and my favorite Olympic stories are like the athletes that don't belong in sport. You know, kind of like the Jamaica bobsledding team.
Sure.
Like those stories. Like, I don't know. Like there's a landlocked country that has like a canoeer or, you know, something like that.
A surfer.
Go back to surfing. Sure. You know, like Iran has a surfer or something.
That'd be wildly entertaining. I still wouldn't root for him. But,
Iran's pretty landlocked, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
But anyways, you get my point.
Yeah. That said, you're right. Those are
good stories.
Good stories.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Let's look out for him. We'll touch base in another week or so. See what we found and see who
we're gonna be all in on Olympics next week. So
perfect.
Be prepared. We're gonna be wearing our Ralph Lauren polo jackets.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Have you checked out the fashions, by the way, for the Olympics?
I've seen a little bit of them.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
a ton,
you guys
a little
should
bit.
Really carry some of this
you're
stuff.
Right.
It's in your kind of echelon of clothing.
Let me give Ralph a call.
Okay.
See if he can send some items down and see if we can make some money off this stuff.
I mean, we were looking at the lineup and the prices for some of like the polo jacket that the athletes are wearing. It's like $1,000.
God bless America.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. God bless America.
Yeah.
God bless capitalism. Let's go.
Oh, man. All right, Ben. Well, you yourself a good one.
Guaranteed, my friends.
Enjoy. We'll talk soon.
You bet.
Mix, what a way, Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart, Leah from WDIO. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Happy to wrap up my Thursday morning with you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it as always. So, quickly getting ready for the Olympics kicking off tomorrow, the opening ceremonies. Any particular things you're really excited about this year with the Olympic Games? Or
I'm always excited for the Olympic Games just because I find it so fun to watch. I usually like when it starts to get to, I'd say like the second half when it's more like the finals and it's like
right.
a bit more of the playoffs than the first
sure.
rounds of preliminaries.
Sure.
Just because then you can kind of, by then you like know all the players, you know all the storylines. So, but I'm looking forward to obviously watching swimming, gymnastics. I love the diving, synchronized swimming, but also the new events. I keep seeing the clips of the kayaking.
Oh, yeah, it's called. I was just watching that actually.
It's insane.
It's called. Oh gosh.
Kayaking cross.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, kayak cross. Yes.
Huh. Or something like that, where it's like head to head. Everything is in play. Like, I just think that's really cool. I usually love the Winter Olympics more than the summer ones, so I am biased in that sense. But I am very excited to check out that. Surfing looks like it's going to be really cool to watch.
We were just talking about that. So surfing is one of a couple events. So everything's in Paris or in the Paris area. Mm. Surfing is going to be in Tahiti, which is like 10,000 miles away.
Yes, I know. And then even rowing is like it's like further south in France or something.
Yeah.
Like there's a couple of them that are in like satellite locations where it's like a little bit further away. And I'm sure I keep seeing the best part about the Olympics is like all the social medias, all the Olympians are like posting like the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, right.
That's my favorite part. Like, what are they eating? What's it like in the village? What do their rooms look like? What swag did they get? Like, so that's cool to see even with the different satellite locations what the experience is.
Are they getting cool swag? I haven't seen any swag videos yet. Like, what are they getting for swag?
Oh, yes. I think Team USA got like a whole duffel bag from Skims. They got a whole duffel bag from Nike, Oakley's.
Wow. Jeez, the hookup.
Ralph Lauren, obviously, for the closing. The closing ceremony outfits are like super cool. Those, I think, are my favorite.
Wow.
They look very NASCAR.
Yeah, they are cool looking. They look
USA.
Better than the opening ceremony ones. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Well, you gotta keep it professional in the beginning. It's like classic. I get it. I feel like that's the traditional look, but I'm excited. I always love to see all the cool merch and the swag and the uniforms.
I can't afford any of it.
No. Yeah. I just like to look. It's like window shopping.
Live vicariously through the athletes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Awesome. Yes. Well, I look forward to things getting going here. A couple weeks worth of fun, starting with the opening ceremonies tomorrow. And that's kind of as we look toward that in the weekend. It's going to be kind of warm. Let's talk a little bit about the forecast as we head into the weekend here.
We have a pretty summery forecast for the next 7 days. I mean, we're going to see 80 degrees till next week. We're going to make our way, or even above it, because we're going to make our way close to 90 degrees by Saturday. It'll be really hot to start off. And then we're just going to be staying well above normal for a good stretch. So that's going to bring in some heat risk, questions of some heat risk. So make sure people are staying cool and hydrated and finding that shade, because sun can be a lot after a while. But we have a warm weekend ahead. Plenty of beach days on the horizon as we wrap up July and enter August.
Suck on an ice cube. There you go.
Exactly.
Suck on an ice cube.
Enjoy summer
That's
while it's
a good
here.
One. Yeah. I had a pop popsicle last night myself.
Yeah. So. Nice, nice.
I can't afford a popsicle, so I just go, suck on an ice cube, kids. Suck on an ice. Dad, can we get ice cream sandwiches? Nope, suck on an ice cube.
Okay.
Dad, the ice cream truck's coming. Nah, suck on an ice cube.
Do you want to crush your cubed?
Yeah. Don't bite it, though, because it'll ruin your teeth, kids. Just suck on it.
Yeah. Well, Leah, you enjoy your Thursday. Hopefully get out and enjoy some of the nice weather, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you guys again. Enjoy your day.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, bye. We'll kick off your workday, 108 minutes, commercial-free, all fueled by Quick Trip. Music on the way from Lewis Capaldi, Noah Kahan, and more all coming up here in Mix 108.